In this bulletin, the Federal Treasurer says this week's economic roundtable will shape years of policy. Queensland residents could feel aftershocks today after a record earthquake this weekend. And in football, Tottenham blitz Burnley 3-0 in their first game of the Premier League season. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the Economic Reform Roundtable taking place this week will inform the next three federal budgets. Governments, unions, experts and business groups will meet in Canberra on Tuesday for 3 days of discussions focusing on forming policy to improve key issues, including Australia's lagging productivity and stagnant wages.
It's all about ensuring that people can earn more and keep more of what they earn. We make our economy more dynamic, more competitive. We teach and train people to adapt and adopt technology. We get the energy transformation right. These are the government's priorities.
Ahead of the meetings, the Productivity Commission has released multiple reports with suggestions to lift productivity, including cutting red tape and using AI in some sectors. Meanwhile, Queensland residents are being warned about possible aftershocks today after the state recorded a 5.6 magnitude earthquake northwest of the Sunshine Coast yesterday. The earthquake, which was at a depth of 2 kilometres and was felt as far as Brisbane, is the largest to be recorded onshore in the state in the past 50 years. Geoscience Australia senior seismologist Michelle Salmon told Channel 7 at least one aftershock has been felt already.
We're likely to see aftershocks. In fact, there was actually a very small aftershock last night. It was small enough that it was quite difficult for us to locate, so it didn't actually get published. But someone did feel it, so we can expect some more aftershocks over time.
And an intense fire has threatened homes and businesses in Casula in Sydney's southwest in the early hours of the morning. It broke out at an industrial site that houses businesses and was contained within an hour by fire crews. Nobody was harmed in the blaze and it is not believed to be suspicious in nature. One of the staff connected to a business in the facility told Channel 9 he found out about the incident by watching the television.
Well, my dad woke me up this morning and goes, "Oh, your workshop was on fire." I was like, "No, it wasn't." Like, I was dismissive about it. And then he goes, "No, it was on the news. I know what your workshop is." I was like, "Okay." We're going to wait for the news story to come back up. I was like, "Why? We could just walk down and have a look." And yeah, Butchers was all burnt down.
And the United States First Lady has written a letter to Russian President Vladimir Putin, urging him to consider the children impacted by the Ukraine war. Melania Trump, who was born in Slovenia, was not present at Friday's Alaska summit between her husband and Mr. Putin, but has addressed the appeal directly to the leader. Ms. Trump wrote that Putin could restore the melodic laughter of children whose innocence should be protected, writing that he could do so with the stroke of a pen. The emotive letter did not specifically reference Ukraine, but is believed to reference reports that Russia has abducted tens of thousands of children, something the White House has recently stated as a concern. And in football, Tottenham Hotspur have made a statement start to the 2025-26 Premier League season with a 3-0 home win over Burnley. Brazilian striker Richarlison has made a dream start to the campaign with 2 goals, the second of which, a thrilling bicycle kick, could prove to be one of the goals of the season. New signing Mohamed Kudus assisted both goals with his exciting footwork and chance creation well on display. And it was Brennan Johnson, Spurs' leading goalscorer last season, who rounded the match off with a third goal in the 66th minute to secure the 3 points. New coach Thomas Frank, who replaces Australia's Ange Postecoglou after he led the team to European glory earlier this year, praised Richarlison and said it's a dream start to this new era.
I think he was very good against PSG. Today he was exceptional. His work rate, his driving the team, and just dominating. Second goal, finished with 2 top actions. First, Mohamed Kudus, and then an exceptional finish from Richarlison. So I'm a little bit disappointed if that's so early. We had the goal of the season, but must be a contender. That's, of course, a perfect start, our dream start. We all know we need to follow up on it, but I hope the players, the club, the fans enjoy today.
I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.